This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. We begin the hour today with a look at Afghanistan. A new UN report says despite a renewed attempt by NATO forces to stabilize that country, violence across Afghanistan has intensified during the first 4 months of this year. Now, compared to the same period last year, roadside bombs have doubled, and assassinations of Afghan officials are up by 45%. In a few minutes, a conversation with British politician Rory Stewart, a former diplomat who walked across Afghanistan. But first, to our Corey Flintoff, who's in Helmand Province in southern Afghanistan. And Corey, first to that UN report. It covers the first quarter of 2010, obviously before many of the additional surge troops ordered by President Obama had arrived. Have you gotten a sense of whether there's been any progress since then?
Well, the military officials here say there has been progress and that you shouldn't judge the situation today by what happened earlier in the year. In fact, a top NATO general told reporters in Kabul today that, in his words, the situation is trending in favor of NATO troops, mainly because key leaders of the insurgency are being captured or killed. That said, though, there are reasons why the violence will probably get worse in the coming months. For one thing, it's now the so-called summer fighting season. That's when insurgents typically ramp up their attacks on foreign troops. And for another, military officials say that as they bring in more troops and put more pressure on the Taliban, the insurgents will try to strike back.
Corey, what is the situation like in Helmand Province, where you are at the moment?
U.S. commanders acknowledge that there's a tough, ongoing fight here, especially in the Marja area. That's where U.S. Marines carried out a big offensive in February. They say their troops are facing roadside bombs and skirmishes with Taliban insurgents every day. I was talking last night with a Marine dog handler whose black lab sniffs out homemade explosives on the roads, and he told me that, to him at least, the insurgents seem to be planting more roadside bombs. But the commanders here also like to point out accomplishments that they say will build the confidence of local people in the Afghan government, things like schools and markets being opened.
Corey, what about what local Afghans are thinking? Have you gotten any sense of what they're saying?
One of our Afghan reporters tried to find that out by calling people in the area on their cell phones. It's difficult to get people to speak to reporters directly because they're fearful that the Taliban will retaliate against them if they're seen talking to foreigners. But a cell phone offers them a bit of anonymity. Several people told us that there's been a lot of intimidation by the Taliban fighters who are still in the area. For instance, they said that several bakers had been ordered to stop baking bread because they'd been selling it to the foreigners. And that's a big thing here because bread is an essential part of people's diet. And that was confirmed for me by a regimental Marine commander I talked to yesterday who said that he knew of at least two instances where bakers had been ordered to shut down. But he said that may have been part of a criminal extortion ring rather than just the Taliban.
That's NPR's Corey Flintoff in Helmand Province in southern Afghanistan. Corey, thanks so much and be safe.
You're welcome, Guy.